The pasuk brings the Maisa, Moshe Rabbeinu, went out, Vayar b'Sivrosam. He sees the famous story that he sees that the Mitzri is beating up an Ivri, turns this way and that way, basically kills him, hides him in the sand, goes to the second day, there's two Jews, two Ivrim needs him, he gives them a little tochacha, Ramos HaKareyecha, Russia, you're Russia. The response was very defensive, Mitzamchol Isha Sar V'Shofet Oleinu, who put you in charge, like you kill the other people, you kill us. So Moshe was afraid. Vayira Moshe Vayomar, Harpos Yudal, Vayira Moshe Vayomar, Ochei Noda Hadover, behold, I see it's found out, different Purushim Rashi was scared, he was nervous. Vayomar Ochei Noda Hadover, behold, this the Maisa happened, then make it out. Vayishma Paro, Pasuk Tesvav, Paro hears, heard what happened, Shadav Razeh, Vayvakesh Gargos Moshe, he searched out to kill, he wanted to kill Moshe. Vayibrach Moshe Matei Paro, so Moshe ran away, and he went to Eretz Midyan, to Yisro. So the Rabbeinu Yonah Rabbeinu says, sorry, I couldn't find it, so I, the Maestro, the Chiddush HaRev talks about it, so he has, I just copied from over there. Kas Rabbeinu Yonah, Chazitho Ish Moer Mrachto. The Pasuk in Mishlei says, have you seen, if you see a person who is Moher, what does Moher mean? He's a quick, he's a Zoriz, with alacrity. Chazitho Ish Moer Mrachto, I think the Pasuk ends, Yufnei Malachim Yisyat Seva, I think it says. He will stand in front of kings, he will make it to the top. If he's a Zoher, if he's a Zoriz rather, he's an Ish Moher Mrachto, he goes about his work in a quick way, with his resource. He's not a lazy person, so he'll make it to the top, he'll go to the kings, he'll be up there, top, I guess, the king or the presidential advisors. That's the pasuk says. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, who is that referring to? Zem Moshe Rabbeinu. This refers to Moshe Rabbeinu. I think it brings one case. Then it brings another example. The chain is Dari Zavarcho, another example of Ish. Where was Moshe Rabbeinu and Ish Mohir B'Mrachto? Where was he? Someone with alacrity, with quickness, with light-footedness. The Baruch Bnei Paro, when he ran away from Paro, he should know that Davar HaMitzri. When the issue of the Mitzri was found out, that he had killed the Mitzri the day before, and Paro heard about it, he wanted to kill him. Zem Rochein had know that Davar was found out, and Paro wanted to kill him. So, at that point, Moshe Rabbeinu ran away. And it was as Daris. So it requires some kind of zrizus. He had to go ahead when he ran away. He did zrizus. He was involved in with alacrity, quickness. That's how he did it. So it seems that the Rabbeinu Yonah seems to be assuming. He seems to feel that if Moshe Rabbeinu, there's the we're mishabeach, the pasuk mishabeach someone who's more merachto. And I'll show you an example. It's Moshe Rabbeinu. Look, he was nizdares when he went ahead. He hurried up. He went ahead and ran away. Nizdares. To run away. It seems the pshat is that if it wasn't for this rizus, this is an example, this is we highlight, this is, he's our role model. If you want to point to someone who's a zariz, Moshe Rabbeinu, look at that, look what happened. He ran away, he hurried up and ran away. If it wasn't for his rizus, if there would have been some level of atzlus, if he would have been a 90% zariz, he wouldn't have probably gone so fast. I don't know if it says he wouldn't have gone at all, he wouldn't have gone so fast. He hurried up, it was his zariz there. The Varch, he ran away when he was running away from Paro. So there must have been Zerizus. That requires Zerizus. And without that, he wouldn't have acted in the same way. He would have been a little, if he would have been a little bit lazy, 10% lazy, so he would have held back. He would have gone slower. Maybe he would have thought that it's not clear what would have happened, but he probably would have rationalized and said to himself, well, maybe, Paro will never get me anyway. He'll change his mind. I'm the prince in the palace, I'm the Paro's stepson, whatever, so he's not going to kill me. It's hard to know what the rationalization would have been, but he wasn't so nervous. He wouldn't have been so nervous, and he wouldn't have run with such zrizus if he wasn't a zariz. He would have held back. Now think about it, also, it's a tremendous chiddush, because, first of all, Moshe Rabbeinu, first of all, everybody, forget Moshe Rabbeinu, every individual, we know that the desire, the drive for self-preservation, to stay alive, is one of the most powerful forces a person has. A person really wants to stay alive, he's afraid, doesn't want to be killed, doesn't want to die. And when something comes to threaten his life, he's going to do whatever he can to stay alive. He'll be very careful. and he'll move fast. If it requires moving fast, if he has to go, so he'll go fast. And Elamai, well, I'm not sure, you know. It could be I don't have to go so fast. It could be I'll go slower. I won't move so fast. I'll stick around for a day or two. I'll run afterwards. Well, what are you, crazy? It's a pikuach nefesh. You're not going to do that. Of course you'll go because you want to get out of here. You want to save your life. So a person, normally speaking, I would assume would do whatever he can to whatever is possible. Not whatever he can. Whatever is possible, whatever he can to save his life. So of course he would go. Of course, you don't, a person, let's say a person is also. Oh, I'm such a lazy guy. I feel like going to sleep all the time. I feel like, you know, relaxing. I want to take a suntan. I don't feel like moving, you know. A guy comes to get some message. He's about to be someone to come kill him. Possibility. Let me out of here. I'm out of here. It's not true, Rabbi. So here we see is, if it wasn't for the fact that he was a Zariz, he would have taken it easy. He wouldn't have gone so fast. He would have pushed it off or rationalized. It's not going to happen to me, whatever the reason is. And second point, Rabbi, this is Moshe Rabbeinu. He's a brilliant Gadol HaDor, Talmud Chacham. He's someone who had such clarity of vision, every single thing. He was so smart, and he had such perfect IQ, such brilliant, you know, understanding of things. Male guy is not so smart. He doesn't get it, you know. He's not, he doesn't see it clearly, you know. But Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gadol HaDor, of course he sees it clearly. Well, he's stupid. He's not, you know. He's very smart. He was very attuned. He had tremendous clarity of vision. And of course, I mean, what do you mean he's not going to run away? He sees with clarity. You know, there's a 65% chance, whatever it is, that the power will go after him. Power will kill him. Power will chase him and kill him. Okay, maybe it's possible not, but come on, I'm not going to, you know. The better you see things, if you see things more clearly, so of course you'll be more careful. But we see over here, Rabbeinu Yonah is saying that if it wasn't for Moshe Rabbeinu's rizus, that highest level of perfection of his rizus, the Torah is m'shabeach him for, not just he has some rizus. He has rizus which we're mekaneh him for. He's a role model. He's the ultimate picture of a zariz. If it wasn't for that, Rabbeinu, he would have gone ahead and not done his utmost to go ahead and save his life, even though it's such a strong need for self-preservation, even though he's so smart and brilliant and such clarity. Both, this is the power of both. We see the power of I guess in this case of Atzlus. What does Atzlus mean, both? It means he likes to relax, he likes to take it easy. He has it's a midah. A person has a midah of Atzlus that he doesn't want to get up. He's he likes what's Arev L'Shaito, you know, whatever's sweet for now. He likes to relax. I don't want to stop moving, you know. It's a pain to get up, to exercise, to walk, to run, to do things. And I just want to sit where I am. I want to sit back and relax and have a nice suntan, just to take a nap and sleep an extra hour, sleep an hour longer, an hour earlier, whatever, you know. That's the midah the person has, or both. When a person has a midah like that, he can be so blinded. He can be so blinded because he just sees, I'm having a good time now. Don't bother me. Like it pushes everything else out of his mind. And he can rationalize away his life, Chas v'Shalom. Potentially, he can rationalize away and think, I'm not in danger, I'm not in trouble. Why should I get up and start running? Why should I go and start moving? I'll do it tomorrow, it's no big deal. Right? That's the power of both sides of a person who's an Utzel, a person who has that the lack of Zrizus. Lack of Zrizus means that he's focusing, he likes, he enjoys the relaxation. That's the meaning of Utzel. So you enjoy what you have now, you enjoy just being calm, relaxed, not doing anything. That Abosa is obviously our tafkid, one of our biggest challenges, because I'll talk about in terms of being Rosh HaNolad, because I'll talk about being that the Yetzirah blinds us. We have very cloudy vision because of our Negias. Negi over here is Atzlus. So when a person is an Atzel, so he doesn't see the future. He doesn't see. If I don't take care of myself, in this case, I can be killed. I'll lose my life. If I eat the wrong foods, Rabos, I'll be poisoned. If I eat the wrong foods, I'll get sick tomorrow. Right? If I drink too much, right? So I'll be drunk. I'll be out of commission tomorrow. I have a big deal coming. I'll be in school. I have to be at work tomorrow. He doesn't see what's going to happen. He doesn't want to look down the road because he sees what there is today. It's so delicious, so nice, so appealing to him. Over here, it's the Atzlus. Could be other things, whatever it might be. In a similar vein, both say the Gemara in, this is in Sota Daf Mem Gimel Aleph. So the Gemara says, I'm sorry if I didn't point out to which line the Gemara. I apologize. It's really on the one line right in the middle of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Rosa Ben Aaron HaKohen, Okacham Minos Puti Elisha, Pasuk in Shemos. When it talks about the lineage of the Rosh Ben Aaron Cohen, and he married one of Benos Putiel, Lolisha. My Rav, so who is this Benos Putiel? Who's Putiel? Who's the daughter of who? Who's Putiel? My Rav, the Osi Meyisro. So our first says maybe it's Putiel, means Yisro. Why is he called Putiel? Shapitem Agolam Avodas Kohavim, because he fattened up calves, you know, animals for Zara, so maybe it was called Putil. That's what. So Elazar ben Aaron, according to this pshat, so he was, I guess, the son-in-law of Yisro. So more no, lo. Putil does not mean Yisro. Mi Yosef. It's referring to Yosef. Yosef at Tzadik. Why is that? Why was it called Putil? And as he took from Yosef's daughters, I guess, rather from his daughters, the granddaughters, I'm not sure exactly. Shapit peit be Yisro. What does that mean? Pit peit be Yisro. What does Rashi say? It means top Rashi. Rashi says on top of the page. Shapit peit zilzil. He was mezalzel in his Yetzahara. He was mezalzel. V'kovash oso. V'go chashava. Wasn't machshavit. On side, v'go chashba. Wasn't concerned about it. But the word is zilzel. So I think the Roshiva, I think they're both, has said pshat. What's pshat zilzel? Well, what's zilzel? The guy, this is Yosef at Tzadik, who's confronted by Ashes Potiphar, right? The boss's wife, and she is so powerful, and he was afraid, whatever it may be, and the taiva was there, a beautiful woman, and he had this taiva. So what do you do? You know, so, okay, you can try to do Yiras Onish, which I think says Yosef did. He talked about the HaKadosh Baruch, whatever, so that's one, the hair. But one power. But beside that, what the pasuk is referring to, why was he called Putil? Why was he called Putil? Shapit pepe Yitzro. He was mezalzel in the Yitzhahara. The kavash, he overcame it. V'go chashava. How you mezalzel? What does mezalzel mean? Mezalzel means you make it like it's nothing. This is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I think that what that means, what we spoke about, Rabot, says mezalzel, he makes what, you know, what seems to be ariv l'shaita, what seems to be very, you know, sweet and delicious and gavaldik, I'll gain so much, and what a beautiful, I'll have such a good time, or whatever it might be, if he's eating food, you know, I'll enjoy the food, it might be treif, but it's so delicious, he thinks about it, it's delicious, gavaldik, I'll have such hanal, such pleasure. But what's going to be tomorrow? What's going to be the after effect of what I do? So Yosef HaTzadik was able to wipe out and to be kovesh, the Yetzirah, by doing what? By mezalzel. Whatever. She's very nice. Taiva is beautiful. It's very nice. I'll enjoy it for the moment, but it's so fleeting. It'll go away in 1 second. After I finish, it'll be nothing. I'll just be in trouble later on. I'll have tzaras with the boss or with HaKadosh Baruch, whatever it is, you know. That's what it means, mezalza. When a person has to be roas and nolan and see that what he has right now, it's so valuous. It doesn't make sense. What are you getting stuck in this terrible situation for? You're nuts. You're a lunatic. You're gonna lose your life if you don't run, right? Right, if I get involved with this Ashes Potiphar, I'll get it terrible for me. I'll be suffering repercussions forever. It's not worth it. It's just like so. It's almost like it's a little different. It's almost like Hefs Mitzvah Kanaka Schar. You have to. That's the long term versus that's gotta be the Schar. But just in terms of what am I having? It was Mezalzobo. It's nothing. It's just like it's not worth anything. It's just like so small. When a person focuses their both sides on the temporal status of what he's involved in, whatever it might be, whether it's, you know, food, whether it's drinks, whether it's, unhealthy things, whether it's the Yetzirah, whether it's Taiva, whether it's Geneva, whether it's the beauty of money, whatever it might be, Rabosei. The power that we have, which Yosef HaTzadik was praised for. He was called Putil, according to this pshat in the Gemara, according to the Masechta in the Gemara. Why is it called Putil? Because look how great he was. He was able to overcome the Yetzirah, the powerful Yetzirah of his boss, his wife, the tremendous attraction, because the hair is mezalzel. This is just ridiculous. It's nothing. You know, the amount of enjoyment I get now is like, it's so small. It's not long lasting. It's so temporary. It's so temporal. It's just, you know, and what's going to happen later on? That's the flip side of it. But if you see it as mezalzel, like he makes it nothing. He makes nothing out of it. I'm not saying it's easy to do. It doesn't mean it's easy to do. But that's the kunst, that's the approach. When a person, that's our life, Rabosei. Our challenges. The biggest challenge in life is to see something for what it is now, the real value that it has. And all the stuff that we're attracted to, it doesn't have that much value. Now, it doesn't mean it's not worth it. It doesn't mean we shouldn't be involved in it. A guy has to go out, then he has to go get a drink. He has to go to some Dunkin' Donuts today. Okay, those are all things which help a person use it properly. But it has to be with the proper perspective, you know. But we're naturally drawn to such things, and we're just so, I want it so delicious, so good. I want to, come on, the Rebbe, don't take it away, or this, you know, whatever it is, you know, mommy, or daddy, you know, give me this, I want a car, I want this, you know. It's temporal, passing, fleeting hana. And if a person recognizes this and works on oneself, it works on his midos, right? Right? Moshe Beinu almost, he would have been killed. He would have exposed himself to terrible danger if he wouldn't have been that Zaras who realized that. I don't care about the now, I care about the long term. It's I can't be lazy. Why? Because I want to sleep now. I want to think of what's going to happen afterwards. If I sleep now, I'll be killed. That was crucial, Rabosa. It was crucial to make sure he did the right thing. Otherwise, he would have rationalized his life away. He would have rationalized such a degree that he was exposing himself to that kind of sefushas.